We're going to do the in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 6. This is letter number 1691. It's dated the 7th day of Tammuz, Tovshin Yud Beis. The Rebbe is addressing it to a relative of his. His name was Yitzchok Schneerson. Not sure exactly which Schneerson, got to look that up. But the Rebbe is addressing it to him, and the Rebbe says, I did receive your letter dated 23rd of May, the 23rd of the month of May, together with the attached, even though it was delayed. And the Rebbe says like this, I do remember what my father-in-law, with all the titles, told me about the center that you made and the benefit that there is to be hopeful from it. And my father-in-law, the Rebbe, is saying, participated with a personal donation for this goal. So therefore, the Rebbe says, it does not need my approval. If my father-in-law approved and my father-in-law sent a donation for that, so no need for my approval. But yet, the Rebbe says, I coming as a backup to the king, bo achrei hamelech, me too, by expressing, may you have the strength of what you're doing in the above. And the Rebbe says, through the our office over there, you're going to receive my participation for the activities of the center in the amount of 15,000 francs. This is in Paris. Now here is a very interesting seeing the Rebbe's view in a lot of different things like this. Very interesting. So this person writes in his letter, what you're writing in the letter, about putting up a monument to commemorate, and they say this would be a grave for the unknown soldier of the Jewish martyr in the city of Paris. So the Rebbe says, so after asking forgiveness, that my view does not side, doesn't fit your view. My side does not fit your view. And why? The Rebbe says like this, I'm imagining to myself these holy martyrs that were killed on sanctifying Hashem's name. What would be their response about putting up a monument to remember them in middle of the city of Paris and through a group which righteous people are heading it, but the righteous people of the nations of the world are non-Jewish righteous people. And I'm wondering what would be their response for this kind of idea. Especially, the Rebbe says, now there are hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands living martyrs, and they're known. They actually need a piece of bread physically. And there is even a greater number than that need a spiritual piece of bread. And the main reason why we cannot satisfy their hunger is because we lack the means. So, therefore, if it is possible to get a hold of whatever amount that it should be, so then the question arises, what should we do? Should we take that amount of money and place a stone monument in the city of Paris on a main square so that the person who passes that street should know or remember that many millions of Jews were killed on Kiddush Hashem, or to use that amount of money to feed the hunger and thirsty, literally, or that are hungry and thirsty for the word of Hashem, who is the life of life. And they're resolving this question, it appears to me, is not even a doubt. Now, it's true, there is an excuse for this above idea, because the needs to supply for the hungry and the thirsty, this is already something which has become common day place. It happens every day. Not everybody is going to be ready to give money for feeding the hungry. But when we talk about placing a large monument in a large city so that many great people of Israel and great of the, so that we'll know many of the great of the Hasidim Umas Olam, of the righteous of the nation of the world, so people will go ahead and participate willingly and with desire. So basically saying the fundraising for supporting the needy isn't going to be as successful as fundraising for this monument. But the Rebbe says, but still, not after all this consideration, it's very difficult to decide and to agree to invest thousands of dollars in stone and sand in a corner in Paris when thousands and ten thousands of Jews in the Holy Land, Tibon of Sukkoyna, also outside of Eretz Yisrael, are screaming for immediate help that they need. The Rebbe says, I'm going to repeat asking your forgiveness about this that I wrote before, which doesn't fit your opinion, and I'm strongly hopeful that you will not be upset with me about this. With blessing and honor to you and your wife and to all your family, may they live. And the Rebbe signs off with his relative.